Good morning. My guests this morning are Hilary Moore and Richard Coleman from Off the Page Readers Theater. I like those theaters. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I guess in general, a Readers Theater establishes a subject, and then you sort of collect material to use in your theatrical presentation.
I think that's particular to our company.
Oh, really?
We
okay.
decided when we formed that we wanted to produce and perform only local writers.
Uh-huh.
So now we are able to do that because we're known well enough that when we put out a theme, we get lots of submissions from all the talented writers in Sonoma County.
Okay, this theme is Bold Moves. What a great theme for theater in general, right? So are you guys going to do a little bit to give people an idea of how it sounds?
Yes, we are. We're going to do part of one scene.
Please do it.
This is a scene from a little play called Hestia by Gene Wong. And this conversation is between a scientist and his robot.
Okay. Okay.
One night, Hestia lay sprawled on my workbench, still and lifeless. The last 6 months had been quite trying. Every adjustment I'd made seemed to backfire. When I tried to get Hestia to be less talkative and opinionated, she withdrew into a sullen fog. Another adjustment, and she started getting too clingy. Her face screwed up with alarm whenever I went out at night. When she asked me, her ears turning pink, suffused with crimson spots, if I thought I could love her if she were human, I'd almost given her up as defective. But I persevered, knowing I was stuck with her. The shame would be unbearable if word got out that I had failed with my own product.
The other evening, Hestia's companionship had been almost perfect. He had been reading an article about Tadaki Hashimoto, a famous traditional no actor, being cast in a movie.
Hashimoto, of all people.
Hestia scanned the newspaper every morning so she could respond when Mr. Oda had something newsworthy to talk about. Yes, he is so respected. Do you think he will play a good part?
I am afraid, from the title of the movie, Murder in Tokyo, that is most unlikely.
It is such a shame that people like horror nowadays. Why do you think, Mr. Oda? That is so. How agreeable that she was finishing each statement with a question. This made good conversation. It gave him a chance to express his ideas. As Hestia sat quietly...
Hashimoto should be careful. If all the young kids start to like him, he will lose devoted following and will find himself left out to dry like a shriveled watermelon.
Funny, Mr. Oda. I have never seen a shriveled watermelon. Imagine, Mr. Hashimoto with stripes down his head.
This behavior was unsuitable. I was anxious to make some needed modifications.
So there's going to be this one plus 10 more, right?
Yes.
Oh, my God, this is wonderful. Okay, we don't have much time left. Let's tell people that this group of Readers Theater plays will be seen and heard June 9th and 10th at Copperfields Books in Montgomery Village and June 16th at the Subud Hall in Sebastopol. That's 234 Hutchins Avenue off of Main Street. The doors open at 7:30, and... there's music at 7:45, and the show starts at 8. What a show this is. You can get your tickets at the door. That's the best way to do it. Anything to add?
Oh, just that we're having so much fun with this show, and we hope everybody comes. We're having a really good time.
Okay, so you're going to continue to do this?
Yes, we do only 2 shows a year because the process takes a very long time,
right,
as you
right.
can imagine.
Yes.
So we do a summer show and a winter show, and we just have fabulous writers this time.
Excellent. Thanks very much for coming in, and thank you for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a wonderful day.